guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little candy cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
What is love? To love or not to love? That is the question. Whether it is easier to face infinite pain, unlimited options to one's life, or stand as an individual and by independent standing glory, to admire, to accept love, no more than I love by saying I face the complications of disagreement, that each conversation withholds to the choice I do not wish to choose. Y'all,
dun,
Lacey
dun.
Literally did Hamlet.
She literally...
I saw that and went, what the fuck? Did she just philosophize on love?
She did. Through...
That was Hamlet, by the way. I literally... That was like Hamlet's soliloquy. That is basically saying, what is love? What do I do with love? That was what I first thought of, though.
It's just so hard. It's weird when she tries to talk seriously because I just can't stop looking
with
at her lips.
Yeah.
Y'all, welcome to Life After Lockup.
Welcome to Lilu.
Lilu, season 3, episode 48, Players Get Played.
I want to just say one thing. Some of you have said, why do you call it Lilu? It's still Lalu. It's still Life After Lockup. We're doing it just because we need something to make it different. So, yeah.
But it is technically Lalu.
Yeah. So thanks for taking that joy out of it. All you fucking negative Nancys. Anyway, y'all, Lacey's still in the bathroom. She's in the bathroom talking to Sean.
Oh, wait. Do we have a winner of our Patreon poll?
Oh, yeah. It's. I guess I should have said that. Just led with that. It is our bi-curious episode for the month of September is going to be Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
All right, let's do it. Mary, she's coming back.
That will probably be next week's episode, which I believe will be episode 2.
Oh, okay.
Again, we'll probably do a little bit of the premiere.
We should do it. Y'all, I have jury duty next week. So we could, of course, we got everything out of the way. And then now we might get fucked because I've got to be on a criminal case.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll tell them. I'll say,
let me know.
I'm not good at secrets. I'm going to talk about this on my podcast.
Let me know. Maybe I can solve the case. Maybe. I have a good criminal mind.
I will.
Hey, my podcast partner says
actually,
he
I won't because
knows-
I'll be sworn to secrecy, so I can't.
You can tell me. You're always such a stickler.
Well, rules are for a reason. If, in the words of Mother Poodle, if we don't have rules, then what do we have?
Yeah, but rules are bendable. You can tell people. You're such a goody-goody.
Well, rules are bendable, kind of like wedding vows.
So, remember, y'all, Sean has a girlfriend, but the big thing, though, is he's still struggling to get clean.
I felt for Lacey because, and this is, Lacey says, like, he loves drugs more than he loves me.
Whether it's nobler in the heart, or in the head.
But that is true. That's what a lot of people talk about and struggle with addiction is that, you know, she says.
These are real problems in their story.
These are real problems.
Even though we're making fun of them. And also, Shane,
has a real problem because he's depressed. And Lacey's father's like, well, you better just get over it.
Bust your ass and do it. Which isn't really great. Yeah,
because we talked about this before. There is a postpartum depression that men sometimes get as well. That is this kind of like, how am I going to provide for my family?
Yes.
How am I, this kind of like, oh my God, it's real now.
Well, also because Lacey, I mean, she has her OnlyFans, and so I know she makes money from that, but Lacey doesn't seem like she wants to be the breadwinner for her family.
No.
So that is just putting pressure on Chang. But then we find out, y'all, Lacey didn't marry Chang because she loved him. She married him because she thought this would be a great way to break away from drugs and John.
That's not the reason. I think this is the first time we've heard that.
I think that's the first time we've actually heard her verbalize.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't verbalize. What is Lacey's way of speaking? What is that called?
Labialize. Having to do with the lips.
So she out and out tells John,
I still love you.
Now, he's like, can we see each other and have this conversation?
She says, can we see each other? And he's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Because we know he's just going to. Even though he has a girlfriend right now. And that's when she does act two of Hamlet.
She's like, what is love? She said, I don't know, but John and I have a great time.
I don't know the definition.
The thing that I think...
I need attention.
The thing is, what I think Lacey's in love with, she's in love with the attention.
Yeah,
she's
totally.
Also in love with the excitement.
Yeah.
And guess what? You got married to Chang. Y'all had a baby.
Yeah.
It's real fucking life now. And sometimes real life is just boring and mundane. It's the same thing every day. You make your oatmeal every fucking morning. It's not this exciting, like every day is a new awakening. But I think that's what Lacey thinks life needs to be.
I'm kind of horrified by what you just described. Because I'm like, me sitting in the dark with a gun, just looking at it.
You do.
But
you get up, you make your oatmeal every day. It's the same
thing.
The
way you make it sounds like a long, dark hallway.
And then one day you'll make oatmeal. It's the last time you're going to make oatmeal.
I'm saying I don't think my life has as much mediocrity as yours does in it.
You make that oatmeal and you churn it and you burn it till you die.
And that's what he did. He literally churned and burned every day until he died.
Poor Mike's dad.
Y'all, make every day special. I'm gonna go against you to say that I don't think it's okay to have a life that way.
I'm not saying that it's okay to have, but what I'm saying is I think
life isn't.
You can't say to Lacey, make every day special.
You're right.
Because I can make special, I could have a normal mundane day and say, you know what? I'm going to call a friend I haven't talked to and talk to them for 30 minutes. That makes a day special. I agree. My great friend, influencer Don McCoy says every day, somebody should get up and have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I'm all about that. I like to make things. But with Lacey, it needs excitement.
Yeah, she needs that shiny thing to
it's
look
everything
at.
That
she needs to be distracted.
She needs from her every existence. Day to look like it could be an Instagram day.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's a... Every day can't be an Instagram day.
As much as we try. No, I totally agree with you there.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But you will make
your oatmeal one day, y'all, and it's the last day you're going to make it.
I was just really bummed out by you saying, every day is the same. You're just going to get up. I'm like, well, why am I even bothering?
I read you.
I feel like I don't know. I'm on a different perspective with my days.
I am too, but I'm saying Lacey.
Oh, yeah.
Feels this is. I'm imagining what she's feeling. I think for her, it's sunrise, sunset.
There is going to be someone who surprises me every day. That's what I want.
Maybe I was talking about Lacey, and maybe you need to not put yourself in your. Maybe you need to process this.
Let's talk about Nicole and Deontay. Let's move on. And Tia.
And Derek.
That's right.
Ooh, Derek looks good. Y'all, we had some hot guest stars in this episode. Ooh.
Who else?
A Ray's friend.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Come to work with me.
So she is has her job
butt
interview,
work
y'all.
Ain't easy, butt work ain't hard.
Butt work. Butt work?
It's about, you know, fucking the ass. It's like mill work, but y'all, fucking the ass.
I don't think there's ever been a way to childishly say, do a parody song about mill work from the musical Working, but you just did it.
I think James Taylor would like it.
Butt work is sometimes an awful, tawful job.
But it's me and my big penis for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon gone. Do you want me to pull out?
That song is brutal, too.
It is. It is. We need to move on. Oh, okay.
This is what I was talking about earlier.
Y'all, Nicole's applying for a job at, you know,
Sunset Tan.
We're starting this immediately.
All right.
We're going to do a as
this
Poodles.
Is a Lilu
no, no,
Theater.
Lilu, you get to claim
Lilu
that.
Lilu Theater.
No, because that gives you something to look forward to.
Right. You fucking joyless monsters.
Y'all, it's an episode of Lilu Theater. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Nicole.
Yes.
I'm going to be playing the role of, what was her name, Poods?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Suzanne. And action. Hi, welcome to Ultimate Tan.
Hey,
my name's Suzanne.
Hey, I'm here to...
That's why
to
I named it. It rhymes. Suzanne and
I'm
Tan.
I'm here to apply. Yeah, I love rhyming.
I'm Suzanne the Tan Woman.
I'm Nicole. They call me Hole.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I've
don't
been
wanna,
in the hole a lot because I was in prison.
Oh, all right. Well,
but
thank
I'm here,
you for mentioning
I've got my resume
what can I help
here.
You with?
I got
what
my resume. I'm going to apply for the job.
Okay. I see you.
Look at me.
Are you tan?
My boobs are high.
Okay. Is it you tan or is that bronzer?
Oh, you know, I was in prison, so it didn't, we it's need a lot of bronzer.
Okay, because you got to get more tan if you're going to work at
okay,
Ultimate Tan.
But you
it's called
I
Ultimate
can have,
Tan, I'm Suzanne.
I can have free tanning, right, if I work here?
Sure, sure. Just make sure the guests are taken care of first. Now, what'd you do in prison? What'd you do?
I robbed somebody.
Huh?
Not that I'd rob you.
Huh?
Was I mean, how store? Much you got here?
Was it a store?
No.
No?
You were... It was my mother.
Okay, so
actually, my stepmom. So
well,
it's different.
Let's do a tour. So okay, we're gonna walk around. This is Tanning Station 1.
Oh, we great! This one looks perfect.
Oh yeah.
How much this cost? How much could I sell it for? That's just something
you
I say.
Can't sell it. They're bolted to the ground because our last employee that worked here,
my friend Tia, can is real good with unbolting things.
Oh,
though.
Okay, good.
So if you need to move it around, she's
okay,
good for
thank
it.
Thank you. So always
got
like
she's very strong.
Oh wow, is she?
Yeah.
Sounds like a meaty woman.
Kind of. She's tiny, but she makes up for it.
Well, that's good.
Got a real tender touch, though.
Okay. Let's move on. That first tanning room is that room's called the Ivy Room. This room's called the Petunia Room.
Oh.
We named them all after flowers.
Oh.
Because I love flowers.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes I see flowers. I'll just pick some up for you.
Oh.
On the side of the road, though.
Okay.
Because it's free flowers.
All right. You're not. Anyway, that's the tour. The rose room's being used right now. So
do I get the job?
Well, you know, we got some other applicants.
Yes, right?
You know, I just want. Are you on probation or anything? Or,
yeah. It's fine.
Have you used, you know, we do drug testing or anything.
Yes.
Is that going to be a problem?
Not if I can get my friend's urine, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'll see you at work soon.
I will call.
Free tanning, right?
I'll call you, right?
You don't have my number.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling me in the Ultimate Tan. I'm Suzanne.
This could not have gone better.
And see.
Y'all,
poor
when
Nicole.
Someone says, we've got a lot of other applicants to see.
That means you're not getting the job.
The only.
Do you know how many grinder and scruff people of Poodle said, you know, I got a lot of guys hitting me up right now.
Or when I say, got a lot of stuff to do today. Might not have time to fit you in.
Yeah,
that means you're fourth in line.
When they say, oh, I was planning on doing spring cleaning today and it's fall, that means you're getting the runaround.
Or, yeah, I might be too tired. You're at least third string. Yeah.
You're gonna get a text.
There are two people guys in front. Two guys in front of you.
You're gonna get a text at 11:30. Says, "Just kidding. Come over."
There's three men in the queue.
Because that means the ones in the queue didn't show up.
Exactly. Or they canceled.
Nothing like a fuck up when you took a shower, you douched, you cleaned everything out, and you're just sitting around.
That's why you have three.
You're just waiting.
That's why you always have a backup, and you have a backup backup.
What if two show up at the same time?
Then you double your pleasure.
Speaking of doubling our pleasure, y'all.
Then you say, "I might have a friend here." And they're like, a friend? I'm like, yeah, you okay with a friend?
And what gay man is it?
Exactly. Can I see pics?
Yeah, exactly. Y'all, a gay man has never turned down a threesome.
There's some who's like, yeah, I'm really not into it.
And you know that's not for you.
I'm like, well, do you have a friend?
So, I just want to say that Nicole is thinking it's going great. And then she comes out to life, and T is so supportive and saying, so what does it make, like $7.50 an hour? And it probably does.
Yeah, probably.
It probably does. And T is like, yeah, I don't think you should take it. That's not really a lot of money.
Because Tia comes from money, it sounds like. Her grandparents also support her.
Which is probably why Tia pretty much does what she wants and I think has a pretty active addiction still.
Yeah, she doesn't look good.
She doesn't look good. Meanwhile, Nicole's like, I mean, don't you just want me to call Deontay?
Because, like, I could get money from him. She's like, no, I want you to make your own money. Because she said this best description of Deontay I can hear. He's an idiot wanting to spend his whole paycheck on a bad bitch.
See, and you heard that it's her convincing her not to do it. I heard her saying, like, you know what? He's an idiot. Like, let's just do it. And she does, y'all. She calls him. And meanwhile, Deontay.
She's like, yeah, that's the point.
Deontay looking like a snack, I have to say. He is very fit.
Those weird ventriloquist dummy eyes, though, that just.
Yeah, they're
like pinballs around in his skull.
He still does, it's y'all. Like, I would still let him hit it. Not as much with Derek.
Whoop, yik, yik.
Y'all, I laughed watching Deontay on speakerphone. You're right, with his eyes going back and forth. And Deontay dancing around going, fuck no!
Derek.
Oh, Derek. With Derek dancing around going, leave that bitch alone!
And saying,
y'all, this is exactly...
You are king of the simps.
This is exactly what it looked like whenever I walked out of the bedroom after I fucked a yoga guy who brought his overnight. Jake danced around me. I thought, like, you get him out of here!
Yeah.
You take him in. But that's exactly what happened. And Nicole's like, I miss you. And Derek's like, oh my God!
Yeah, you didn't even see the cookie. You didn't get a cookie. You didn't even see the cookie.
And that Derek does say he is the king of what?
King of the simps.
King of all simps.
He is.
And I died. He said he's going to say yes to her. As sure as that sky is motherfucking blue, he's going to take her back.
He will. Because he is king of the simps.
But we find out why. Y'all. Deontay was dating this girl, Chelsea, and if you look at the pictures, she looked just like Nicole
and
in some of the pictures.
Chelsea begged him to take her back, and
he didn't know what to do.
And she died. She died of an overdose. And so he still feels
the
guilt about that.
Otherwise, she fucked him over and just told him she was dead. Because
I'm
Nicole
dead now.
Because Nicole would do that.
I'm dead now, Deontay. Don't call me.
Destiny would... But... So Deontay's like,
I'm dying.
Deontay feels his responsibility.
Yeah.
That he, and so he said, I don't want, what if Nicole checks out on me?
Yep.
Nicole is with her fucking wife, dude.
Yeah.
Our future wife.
He's never going to be able to see it. It's just two things.
Yeah.
It's one of two things. He will never be able to see that she's working him, or it's for the show.
Oh. I think Derek's right. I think he's the king of all simps.
Yeah.
And Derek even says, he's like, well, but you had memories with Chelsea. Do you have any good memories with Nicole? And he's like,
zero.
No. And he was like, you never even hit it. He said, you never even seen the cookie.
Seen the cookie.
Why are you eating here? Tell me if you didn't want a cookie after this.
I did. Should we move on to Ray and Brittany? Y'all, this episode was kind of a poo-poo platter.
Wait, Tia, I just want to say, Tia yeah. said, tells her at the end, she's like, you know what? If you want his money, go get it, as long as you're loyal to me.
Long as you're loyal to me. Like, Kate was loyal to Allie.
Exactly.
We just did a long talk about Kate and Allie below deck,
With a lot of 80s references, y'all.
I need to watch Hotel now. Connie Selica.
Yes.
I was educated about what Hotel was on the
Didn't
last.
Do you think Connie Selica had the prettiest hair?
I thought she was so pretty.
Oh, yes.
Y'all.
Now she's married to John Tesh.
Yes. I think yeah. they've been married for a long time.
Long time.
Y'all, have you ever thought, oh, God, Connie Selica's so pretty?
That Pantene commercial with her doing
You're
her hair. Gay. Baby.
You're gay.
You're
a gay man.
You are gay.
Carl, I need to talk to you about your Connie Selica posters.
There's a certain type of woman in the 80s and the 90s that if a man thought she was pretty, you were gay.
Yeah.
There's a certain type.
Yes.
Jane Seymour is also another one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you thought Jane Seymour was gorgeous.
Yes.
You gay.
I got a Christmas card from her.
What?
Well, an actor, the actor, she's...
It's going to be a long story.
Never asked. She was on that show, Grimm, Bitsy Tulloch, and she was also in... She's on Lois and Superman now. She
okay,
plays Lois
Lane.
She lived in my building, and I guess she knows Jane Seymour and her husband. Oh, wait, no, not Jane Seymour. What's fucked by an angel woman?
Maura Downey,
her husband.
Mark Burnett.
Yeah, I got a Christmas card from them.
Why?
They sent it to my apartment because I live in her old apartment or her old building.
Oh, so they sent
Bitsy
it to you
Tulloch
by mistake.
To, yeah. Wasn't addressed to me. I hung it up on my dream board, though, okay. Like they knew me.
That's a sad story.
Wow, that was sad. Didn't know it till I said it. Y'all still hanging up on my dream board. Just dusty.
Boy, when you get a Christmas card that wasn't addressed to you by Maura Downey. Is that her name? Maura Downey?
Roma Downey.
People are screaming. Roma Downey.
Yes.
Downey.
I'll be there.
I caroled it there. My story is better than that. I caroled in Dickensian garb at their Christmas party.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm so surprised they let gay people
you
in.
You told a shitty story,
yeah.
And I've actually met her. Well.
She didn't send you a card.
That wasn't addressed to you.
Came to the right place.
Wow.
All right, y'all. So Brittany and Ray. Ray is at his first job, and he is real proud of everything he's accomplished, y'all. And so...
he's looking better, I will say.
Yeah.
I still feel... I'm worried because there's still a little bit of... I don't know.
He's stressed the fuck out.
Yeah.
He's stressed out because...
It's not that, though.
I think it is that, though, because we have Brittany, who's going shopping with her sister Jackie, and she's like, ooh, he's getting that first check, and it's all going to be about me. Bye.
He is very stressed out, but there's also this kind of... He doesn't seem that life is... Life doesn't seem very good for him.
I don't get the same vibe from him. I feel like he's more just... I think he's stressed. I think he's just more quiet, but I don't know. You could be right. I mean, I don't get that vibe. I get more of he's just kind of like just tired of hearing Brittany talk all the fucking time at him, and he's just but maybe he's beat down by that and just kind of like quiet.
To me he seems miserable.
But it does.
We haven't seen him be the only time when he's happy, by the way.
He's with his family.
Yeah. That's the only time I see him change.
Yeah. And we see this, y'all. He's talking to, I think, Tremario.
I didn't get his name.
Ooh, I don't need his name.
And he says, I'm proud of everything. And y'all, Brittany's shopping, and she's like, Ray's getting his first paycheck today, and I'm getting all of it.
And I expect him to step up to the plate.
She's awful.
She's awful.
So awful.
She's so fucking, she's such a princess. And she's talking with her sister. She's like, well, yeah, he owes restitution. Her sister's like, I need wine.
I'm okay with her dad even he's kind of judgy, but I understand it. Her sister and her mom are not helping.
No.
Brittany's kind of the worst of them, but the sister is bad. The mom's bougie too.
Y'all, it was edited well, just the juxtaposition of this scene.
Yeah.
Cut to Ray sitting there at work going,
these taxes
God
are crazy.
Damn, they just took 40 hours. And he's like, and this is a real problem with people that.
He works 60 hours, actually.
This is a real problem with people that when you sell drugs, because that's what he do. He robbed the pharmacy and he would sell, and it was good money.
There was no 401k in his previous line of
work.
There
wasn't. No. There were no contributions from a company.
No.
But he would make $1,000 a day.
Yep. And
Poodle, where else can you make $1,000 a day?
OnlyFans.
Yes.
Even they have fees, though.
They do.
I've heard. So he and Brittany's saying things like, that paycheck is going to me.
To me.
For me. For me. For me.
Wow.
So he later on at home.
Ray says, I can't support this. I'm stressed about how I can support this. And Trey Mario's like,
that's living in Texas.
Well, I don't know if this happened to you, but for me, my YouTube TV kind of went staticky because they're in kind of this barren work. Kind of workroom. There's like a couch in the corner.
Looks like a lunch
a
counter.
A weird metal table, two chairs, and it's a scene I've seen before.
Yeah.
And Tremara says, you know, bro, I know a way you can make some quick cash if you want to make that. Why don't you look under the table? And Ray says, oh, is there a pocket full of gold under the table? And he looks under the table, and he just sees a big dick. Tremara's got a huge hard-on. And he says, why don't you film something on our phone and we'll put it on my guys.
Picklefinder.net.
Picklefinder.net. I hear the guys that started that site are real genuine.
I've heard that too.
And so then Ray gets on his knees and Trey Mario just kind of slaps his dick on his face. Like, what's that game? What they play? What's
Whack-a-mole.
Like whack-a-mole. Just boom, boom. Bung, bung,
but instead
bung,
of
bung.
Moles, it's just his chin pubes.
Yeah. Bum, bum, and guess what? When you play that game, you don't get a ticket, but everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
Everyone. And then after that, I kind of blacked out. And when I came to, there was a cat in my apartment. I don't know what happened.
A cat in your apartment. Samuel, the cat.
Just looking at me.
So, y'all. They're at home, and Ray is slowly chopping onions slower than any human I've ever seen.
And Brittany keeps rushing over him to touch him while he's cutting the knife. We have a rule in my house. If someone's cutting, somebody else doesn't touch them.
My mother does that to me, and it bogs the shit out
of
me.
You don't touch people when they're holding a knife.
She just walks around with a knife. God, Jaybird.
Makes sense.
And he's like, well, here's the thing. I got my paycheck and I've really been working for nothing. She's like, that's fine.
You got your first project. That's great. Now I can get a ring.
Give it
to
me.
I can get married. We can have kids. We're going to get it all.
And then she looks at the paycheck and her eyes go, gunk, gunk.
Y'all, boing. She's had some Botox, but even her face moved whenever she saw that Botox up that check. She went,
Her face kind of crumbled up.
Yeah, it really did.
It's like, ooh, we got to do better than this.
She was not happy.
So she's like, and she recovers. She's like, it's fine. You're going to
go to work. It's fine. It's fine. You're
going to
work.
You're going to be a father. You're going to be a husband.
Uh-huh. It's going to be great.
You're going to give me some money later. Give me that ring. And then she's like, because, Ray, this is what our budget's like. This is when she gets, like, she's going to tell him what money is.
Yes.
And, like, she knows anything.
No.
About money. So she's like, this is this. She's like, he's like, no, this is my
paycheck.
He's
really down about it. Yeah, she puts a pasta out. She says, your paycheck. She's like, you take a little bit out of taxes here, but you have this. And he said, oh, wait a minute. And he takes basically all the pasta.
This is the restitution.
Throws it in the trash and says, that's restitution.
She's like, don't be negative.
And we've had different sissies come at us and say that sometimes when you get off probation, that the restitution doesn't have to be paid. Like, it's different for each state, but sometimes it is expected to be paid. Sometimes it is not.
Right.
Brittany, it's a little too late, but she tries to say, it's not about the pay, it's about your actions. It's about what you're doing. And I really wish she would have started that before she said, the ring, the wedding, me, me, me.
Yeah, she can't be both things.
Because you know what, Brittany? If you really loved him for him, you'd get married in a park or a little chapel or your hometown church. And you have your small
family. No, it's
this
fantasy. It's
this
fantasy.
But if you really loved him and you wanted to be with him and make it work, then you wouldn't make it work. You wouldn't make it fit.
It's this fantasy of rehabilitating some roughneck who's just out of prison.
And she, you know, and she wants this fantasy wedding too to say, look what I did for him.
Exactly.
He's a good man now.
Look at what I did as Professor Higgins. And yeah, anyway, y'all, my other problem with this is they wasted that pasta. Made me sad. Don't like waste.
I don't like waste either.
That's all I've got.
She's like, I'm not letting this change our family and our wedding.
Give me money. I want money. It's what I want.
Let's talk about Lisa. Lisa.
Mommy Master.
Mommy, yes. Mommy Master, I have a bellyache, Mommy Master.
You want me to put this up your rectum?
Yeah, I think there's still a butt plug up in there, Mommy Master.
Kind of like it when you can't talk.
I told you that Butter Crisco wasn't good lube, Mommy Master.
Jesus. So can Sin, I drive
how
it?
How am I supposed to get both fists in there if I don't use the Crisco?
And then he says,
she even says she has a temperature gauge. She's like, you only stick this
up your
butt.
Yeah, that's
what
I said. You don't listen to anything I'm saying. You just have like a, you.
I was talking over you, but kettle black.
Okay, we need to both try.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No,
I
don't.
We're just going to sit here. No, talk.
It's like, can I drive your car? Can I drive your car? And he says,
I have a question.
Lisa's showing me that she cares.
But did he buy her a car already?
No.
Okay.
She wants to drive her. She wants to drive his car.
It's confusing, though, because they talked about the car. Anyway, sorry.
So, anyway, he's getting text, you guys.
He's like, it feels good that Mommy Master is taking care of me while I'm sick.
I literally just said
and
that.
So, Well, I just wanted to. He says that, and then he's texting this other woman.
Right.
Yes.
Then she's trying some clothes. He's like, $90. And she's like, I also need a laptop for school.
Okay.
What's she going to school for?
They've never brought this
furniture
up.
Furniture repair?
They've never brought this up. Mechanic, I hope.
She'd
do great.
She is talking about gym clothes, so maybe it's something trainer-ish.
I guess she wants, it's not clear. They should bring it up. Also, now look, y'all. I don't want to make assumptions, but does it seem like Lisa has lost a lot of weight quickly? Not as much as like Puppy and Amber, but maybe she's just being healthy and working out. I hope she's not using drugs again.
I
get nervous when they all lose weight.
I know, but we haven't seen, well, we've seen her be erratic from the start,
I don't know
what that is.
But she was a little more chunkier when she got out of prison, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's been a slow process, though, and I don't know the timeline.
Yeah. Let's not speculate.
Well, I don't want to talk about her.
With Puppy, we
talk
think,
about her body, but it's just it's more the drug use I worry about.
Right.
But with Puppy, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, that was... And Destiny. Those two were pretty obvious.
Those two were pretty obvious.
So the next thing...
Destiny is back in prison, thank God.
We are all safer.
I just worry that one day her and Lindsay are going to be the same slammer.
If they ever meet, y'all, no one is safe.
That's like an episode where Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn get together.
that's the sequel to Girl Interrupted. The sequel to Natural Born Killers, but it's two women.
Somebody should make that.
No, it's terrifying. It's too scary.
I never saw that.
Even Oliver Stone would go, that's fucked up even for me.
Even for me.
That's a great movie. You would probably think it was very scary. It's very violent. But it's supposed to be about how violence, it's the culture of violence that we live in perpetuates the murders. that the makes it's like a culture of violence.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like it even when people play shooter games. I don't like it.
I'm not one for that either. So she's basically talking. She's like, who's Tina? Tina's like calling you.
Who's Tracy?
And she's like, that's just a girl I met 5 years ago.
That's a girl I met in school. She's a school chum.
School chum.
Yes, mommy master. It doesn't mean anything.
And so she's pissed off immediately. Even though she's talking to another woman, she's like, player's about to get played. He's a 60-year-old player.
So that's why, is she pissed off or is she just, I think she's just
she's mad because she got duped.
And she's, I think she, not so much, I guess duped. To me, I think she just wants to use this as a bargaining tool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a con artist.
I could go fuck billionaires if I wanted to. And I'm like, with that hair extensions, honey.
They also don't get better.
Yeah, honey, with that hair extensions, you need to aim for 1,000 hairs.
I agree. 100 airs.
100 airs.
So, y'all, she's packing her clothes in a garbage bag, because what else do you do? And she's like, you need to commit to me, or you need to go out, commit to all those other hoes, and you need to take 48 hours to decide if you want to marry me or not.
48 hours.
I don't need a $5,000 or $10,000 ring.
You call me when you want to say, Lisa, let's get married. Otherwise, don't call me. And she walks out, and she says, I'm going to get mine. And you're really like, boy, you really don't care about him at all.
Mm-mm. She's a good actor, though. You can she turns it on. Let's talk about John.
Golly,
and
there's a lot of people. This
was a poo-poo platter because this is one of those things where you never feel full. You just eat a little everything.
Not familiar. Don't know what you're talking about.
Or it's that when you order too many appetizers and your entree comes and you're like, I can only take a couple bites. Again, not familiar.
This is why I don't go to Maggiano's anymore.
So every time we're in John's house, it scares me more.
Oh, yes.
Have we seen the life-size Jason statue before?
I would remember
me out.
Why would you have that in your house? That's not comforting to me.
Do you know how every time I saw it, it would scare me that someone was in my house?
Every time I go to the corner, I go, oh!
For a while, my neighbor had like a tall cutout of something.
Uh-huh.
And every time I would go to my mail, I would go, oh! It would scare me. It was like a period of like 3 weeks. And I finally said, can you take that inside? It scares me every time.
You're so lucky that I don't do, because you get so scared easily. Have you ever seen that TikTok?
I frighten easily.
Of the gay man who scares his friend every day and then puts it in a montage.
I did not like it.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I think that got one of them a lot of followers. One of them, I was invited to some birthday party one of them had for some reason.
You fuck so many people. I follow both of them on, I think we might have a mutual friend. Maybe our friend Alana is friends with them.
I think that's it. Maybe. But no, I was invited like this. I got this mass DM about come to Nick's birthday.
Yeah, one of them's name is Nick. Yeah.
It was his birthday recently.
It's a funny meme of him just scaring his gay best friend.
Anyway, they don't, as far as I know, they don't fuck.
No, they're like us. They're sisters.
That's true. Sometimes you can be sister friends.
Not me. Not this one. Stop asking.
So anyway.
But if I scared you every day that I lived with
hate
you,
it.
Yeah, I couldn't do
no,
that.
No, I would
you.
I would tell you not to do it.
Yes, you would.
And it wouldn't be funny after a while.
No, it wouldn't.
So they are, Christiana's out for a walk because there are lots of issues I need to work out for myself. And she is calling her son.
Oh, this is sad.
Whose name is Dethan. Is that a combo name?
I don't know.
D-E-A-T-H-A-N. Combination of Devin and Nathan?
I will say this. He's cute.
Really?
He's cute. He's 20. It's fine.
I don't know. Her phone did not let me get a look. I'm going to hold you to that when we see him at their wedding.
We'll see if we'll see him, because that's what it's about, y'all.
You have questionable taste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you've really just, you have, your ass chooses pristinely.
No, but no, you just physically have weird types.
You would get fucked by John. You would get fucked by what's his name?
John is hot.
He's not hot.
You would rather Shane than John, and you're incorrect.
There's also, you would have fucked with fucking curly man bun guy.
Ooh,
Doug.
No.
I will not let you stand on this pedestal.
But I'm saying your types are weird.
I'm just saying I see people in a different way. I just don't look at them based on society's standards of beauty.
How brave.
Yes, it is.
I'll still never forgive you for thinking Papa Plath is hot.
You know what? My father had cancer. I was dealing with things. Y'all, it's been a year and a half since she's seen her son. And
no, I think it's been longer.
Well, no, she said a year and a half since she's seen her.
Oh.
She does say at the beginning, it's been a year and a half since I saw him before.
But she lost custody of him at 21 months.
21 months old. And she said, I mean.
And he's never seen her sober.
And she says, you know, I chose the crack pipe, in her words.
I chose the crack pipe instead of my son.
And I think she saw her son a year and a half ago because, y'all, if you don't remember, she got out.
Yeah.
And then she used again, and she got sent back
violated
to prison.
Violated her profile.
And the son brings it up. He says,
parole.
Parole. He said, I know that happened. And he's like, I'm just disappointed because that keeps happening.
And I'm afraid it's going to happen again.
And she says, well, I would like to invite you to my wedding with John.
My wedding with John.
He's like, I don't know. I got to think about it. She said, it's just hard for me to just go up and do that when you really haven't been in my life.
She says, if my son came to my wedding, it would be the most specialist thing in my life. And
she
does
that.
That's so sad. And it was the way she said it, specialist thing, that broke my heart because... Poor thing. That's the only thing. That's the way she talks.
Yeah.
And that's poverty, you know.
And she just has to pray that he forgives her. I mean, this is a big thing, y'all. I mean, if I was her son, I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
After this many years and this long, I would never trust my mom. It would
You have to
very
set a
hard.
Boundary after a while.
It would be very, and it sounds like he has, so. Yeah.
Y'all, there's a little featurette when they're talking about...
Their first wedding. He's like, so we had a trellis?
What's
like,
that? You know, an archway. An archway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, I know what that
is. I walked up the steps to your truck.
But we didn't get to use the honeymoon suite.
Huh?
You know, I set that up for us to bang and consummate, for me to get inside your vagina.
Well, that's sweet. Honey,
that is
that's sweet.
That's kind of why they're good for one another. It's weird, though.
It's weird. It's weird.
That's basically it for them. Again, this is a poo-poo platter.
It's
just
a
little bit
little
about
bit
everybody.
Of everybody. Brittany and Marcelino, y'all.
There's very little here.
Didn't know this about Brittany. Look at her.
I think it happened on previous seasons.
Yeah, we missed.
Yeah,
it.
We missed.
Y'all, Brittany is.
She's got her ex girlfriend over.
She's got her ex girlfriend Amanda.
She's a lady loving lady.
Yes.
Amanda. That's Rosanna.
Huh?
Rosanna.
It is. I had to sing the harmony to know it because I always sing harmony with that song.
There's not a ton of songs about Amandas. Oh, that solo?
Yeah.
That's like a keyboard solo.
There are songs about Amandas.
Like which one?
Well, Mandy.
That's different.
Let us know if there's a song about Amanda. It's a good, y'all, names that begin with a vowel and end with a vowel are the best
Amanda.
Songs.
Amanda.
Are the best ones to sing. That's why you never have songs about
Amanda,
Matt.
Amanda, I love you.
There's not a song about, well, there's a song
That's
about the
about
dog
Amanda.
Named Jake, but it's not a very singable name.
It's not.
We don't get good names. So.
No.
But people like.
Matt sounds terrible when it's sung, too.
Matt and Jake, they're both too fricative.
Yeah.
Jake sounds worse, though.
No, yours is Matt.
Jake is Jake. Well,
but it's at least an open vowel. Yours
well,
is a closed,
make,
ugly
it
vowel.
It does make me think of a dog, though, and you are a dog.
I fully admit that. So they're talking about, she tells Amanda about the money being gone, which I think is kind of shitty before telling.
Telling Amanda and flirting with her.
Yeah, that was kind of.
Come on, Brittany.
I think a lot of, it's felt a little fake to me before. This storyline feels fake to me too.
Like yeah. I feel like they're really good. And I think probably her mom was kind of like, peace out. I don't want to be on this show anymore.
And
that was their main storyline.
Yep.
I agree.
So,
or maybe I'm just saying that because I like them and I want to see them.
But anyway, this is why it feels fake. Amanda's like, so I hope you find that money that Robert stole from you.
Peace out. Yeah. And Marceline's like, what?
And Marceline's like, this feels like a failure. And
if it's not fake, then Marceline, I have to say, yes, she shouldn't have lied. But he's a shitty husband by the way he reacts.
Yeah.
He literally makes her feel like shit for this.
That's a pattern for them.
Remember when they had that party and he got drunk?
It's a pattern for them to do that. And then he apologizes, but the first thing he does is blame her.
He's like, this was a failure.
Yeah.
When she says, I don't want to feel like a failure. Well, this was a failure.
She says, I'm the bitch, in her Alaska accent. I'm the bitch who will tie a fucker up and take everything.
I don't want to take everything. I don't want to be that bitch.
And he walks off and gets in the car. And I just like
he said, I'm mad because I was the last person to know.
They make the music so it's like the Revenge of the Sith music. They make it so much more dramatic than it is.
They do.
Is that it? No, one more, right?
No, that's it.
That's it. That's it.
Y'all, he drives off. They're pissed, but we know they get back together or it's going to be fine because next week we see her knocking on the gay guy's door saying, where's my money, bitch? But that's what I want to see.
Some kind of big reveal. That's why it feels fake. I hope we get through this
storyline. I hope they walk into Robert's house and they're in the middle of just like a gay orgy.
I don't think.
There's like twinks there with backpacks. There's some guy in a sling.
And there's just, unexplicably, there's just a Papa John's pizza there that no one's eating.
No one's eating.
Everyone's on meth.
Yeah, someone just drank the garlic sauce. There's a porn star there because every gay man knows a porn star.
That's the truth.
We all know porn stars.
It's kind of gross. And I'm not saying porn is gross.
No.
I'm just saying it's gross that
I don't know if I actively know one. Oh, I do. Never mind. I do.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I also worked at the gay bookstore, and so I knew a lot of those.
You knew lots. Isn't your old manager a porn star now?
I don't think so. He could have been.
Could have been. The one who used to say, here comes Jackie flying in on her broom.
I would go, it was cold. It was a cold journey.
Yo, that's the show.
I was the bitch of that store. Lord.
Poodle, I enjoy doing this show with you. This has been a fun day. This is a good Below Deck. Y'all, we haven't dropped our Below Deck. That episode's going to drop on, what? Does it drop on Tuesday?
Tuesday.
So this is going to drop on Sunday. But I have to say, be sure to listen to Below. This was a really fun Below Deck to talk about.
Also,
a lot of Captain Sandy good stuff.
Did we, you guys, you know, this is our Patreon, but Supercast. You guys, if you haven't bought tickets for our live shows in Chicago or New York, tickets are on sale. Our first two dates are basically sold out. The Chicago day is completely sold out. We've got a couple more tickets for the New York show.
New York show.
Can see those. If you go to our Instagram, you can see the link in our little link tree to buy tickets.
Or that's in the show notes.
That's right.
The link tree link will have all of our show dates.
But we've added two dates. We've added one date in Chicago and one date in New York. So we got tons of tickets available.
Tons for Chicago and for New York.
This is in January. Yep.
So be sure. It's pretty clear for Chicago, y'all. But if you get the New York tickets, if you want the meet and greet, you kind of have to scroll down on the
and
way
go
the ticket.
Sure you select VIP. Sorry.
No,
make sure
VIP, not VIP.
Make sure you select meet and greet after party.
Meet and greet after. Because the VIP is just something they label for a seating area. It's not the same. It says platinum. We enjoy that lube, but it does nothing. It's not going to get you a meet and
greet.
And
that's just a good seat.
So you want meet. Carl's wife's meet and greet
after party.
If it doesn't say that, you didn't get it.
We can't be there to help you move the mouse over the right thing.
When we announce our fall tour, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to hire a woman named Cheryl just to take calls.
Part of the problem, you guys, if we had been able to see these links ahead of time.
It's beyond our control. Yeah.
We can't. We see the links when they go live. That's the problem with especially when you work with Ticketmaster.
And then they do a thing if tickets get low sometimes, just so you know, if tickets get low on these, so if you wait to buy, then they
jack the price up. We have nothing to do with that.
We have nothing.
That's a Ticketmaster thing.
We don't make more money from that. It goes all to them, which is shitty.
Yep.
But we have no control. But don't come at us if there's three tickets left and they're charging $70. We can't control that.
Right.
We've tried. We've talked to them about it.
Yeah.
But sadly, guess what?
They go, who are you?
Discovery's kind of like, our Ticketmaster's like Discovery Plus. They don't give a fuck. Anyway, y'all.
Our corporate overlords.
It's true. Y'all, this was a fun episode to talk about. We appreciate your support so much. Y'all are our squirrel friends, our sissies, and we're excited that we're going to see some of you out on the road. We should get name tags for people.
Why?
Because I'm not going to remember their name.
I'm not wearing a name tag.
I don't know their face. Well, people know who you are, bitch. Y'all, that's the show. Be sure to follow us on Reality Games Podcast.
You don't have to wear name tags. They're also
corporate. I'm
going to
get name tags now. I'm going to get name tags.
I don't like it.
Anyway, y'all.
If you don't want to wear a name tag, you don't have to.
But if I call you Sugar, don't be mad that I don't know that your name is Tamara.
They don't expect us to know their names.
Well, I get nervous. People say, hey, it's Mindy. And I'm like, I don't remember your face and your name. I just remember your messages. I'm already nervous about it. I don't want to disappoint people.
No one is going to expect us to know their names.
What if Jackie...
We've never met any of these people.
What if Jackie walks up to me and I say, who are you?
And you are... That's our Facebook group.
That's our Facebook moderator, yeah. Who's going to be at our New York show. I'm excited.
So Jackie will not take fan offers.
She will not.
She will not respond
that
well.
She will not. She will not, y'all. Okay, everybody. Thank y'all so much for joining us today. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And until then, we will...
Lie-loo-yah later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh.